We are at the Connor Farm in Abbeville, Kansas, a town with a population of about 300, and it's about 60 miles northwest of Wichita. 26-year-old Amanda Connor is the owner of Sis, one of four American quarter horses on the Connor Farm. Connor rides Sis in horse shows. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Carla.
Describe Sis.
Sis is a 15-year-old American quarter horse. She weighs about 1,200 pounds, and she is 14 hands tall. Sis is what some people would refer to as red. The Quarter Horse Registry refers to her color as sorrel or sorrel.
She's sort of the color of a copper penny, I would say, maybe.
Yes, yes. She is half-sister to my very first show horse that I had started with when I was about 6 years old.
How long have you been riding her?
I've been riding Sis for about 10 years. I've owned her for 10 years. I've ridden off and on throughout my college career, but I've recently just gotten back into showing, and Sis got that job.
So how did you become Sis's owner?
I purchased Sis from a horsemanship instructor who was teaching a college class at Hutchison JUCO when I was a student there. I fell in love with her personality, so I asked if I could purchase her when the class was done, and they agreed.
Typically, how much do horses cost?
Horses can be very expensive depending on their breeding, their training level. In today's horse market, if you want a horse that would be comparable to Sis's training level and her age and her registration, her breeding, you could expect to pay between $5,000 and $10,000.
Were you looking for certain qualities in a horse to show?
For me, it's not necessarily how the horse looks. It's their attitude and their mind. And that is where Sis and I really connect. We have a great relationship together. We understand each other. And it's a partnership.
So what makes a good candidate for entering competitions?
Depending on the type of competition, anyone can bring a horse and show them. It's all about practice, 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 and passion. You've got to have passion.
Amanda, show us one of the classes that you compete in at the horse show.
Okay, Carla. What I'm going to show you is English equitation. And this is the class where you're judged on how well you and the horse communicate together, how the horse takes direction from you. What I've done is I've set out three cones, and I'm going to go through a pattern, which is what we would do at the show, and we'll start at the first cone. We walk to the second cone, and then at the second cone, we transition into a jog to the third cone, and at the third cone, we stop and back up.
Good job, Sis. How do you reward her?
Sis is not the type of horse that she's going to be okay with just a pat on her back. Sis expects some type of currency, and her currency is grain. And she knows that she will get grain when we get home from a show. She knows that she will get grain when we're done practicing. She expects that, and she will not go back to her pen without it.
What kind of grain do you feed her?
We just feed 14% sweet feed grain. It's kind of like candy to horses. It's mixed with molasses, so it's very sweet, and they love it. See how she dribbled some right here?
Uh-huh.
She'll be back to clean that up.
The horse show wraps up late this year in October or November. What are your expectations?
I think we've got it in the bag this year. We are going to win High Point in all three of our classes. So that's our expectation. I think Sis would agree with me on that.
Do you win awards?
We do. We could potentially win a belt buckle. Some organizations give out trophy saddles. You never know what you're going to get until you show up at the end of the year awards banquet, so it could be just about anything, but we're very excited about it.
How do you prepare yourself for a horse competition?
It's a lot about sacrifice, and it's a lot about passion. So you have to know that you're giving up having a normal life to be as dedicated to horse showing as what I would like to think that I am. And I'm usually just looking forward to it. By about Wednesday or Thursday, the week of the show, I am just ready to get on the back of a horse and go. And I'm ready to drive the truck and trailer. I'm just ready to be disconnected for a weekend. It's just wonderful. And I've done it my entire life, so I don't even have to think about it.
By day, you work at Wichita State, but in your free time, you're riding horses.
That is correct, and I love it.
Amanda Connor and Sis will be competing in the horse show on the fairgrounds in Hutchinson on Saturday as part of the South Central Stock Horse Association. Thank you so much, Amanda, for your time today.
Thank you, Carla, for coming out to the farm and seeing Sis.
Bye, Sis. Thank you so much. Don't lick the mic, Sis.